bound for South Australia, 29th of May to the 4th of June, 1836. It was a week of high drama on board the John Perry. As John Brown recorded it, it started with bad weather, making it uncomfortable for the passengers. Our vessel laboured very heavy against an uncommon strong head sea, which causes her to leak very much indeed. At 10 a.m, while most of our people were assembled on the quarterdeck, it being the driest place on the decks, our vessel was struck by the knot of a sea that came right over this favourite spot, giving all of us a regular good ducking. But the poor Tomcat got such a fright by the shock as to jump into the sea, where he met a watery grave. Later in the week, he writes about a fierce quarrel between some of the passengers and its dramatic aftermath. At 7 a.m, a brawl took place in the steerage between Mrs. Chandler and the Messrs. Powell, in which the most disgusting and aggravating language was made use of by both parties. Shortly afterwards, Mrs. Chandler came upon deck with a bundle of clothes in her arms and made towards the ship's side, threatening to drown herself, but was prevented from doing so. But while we were at breakfast, the helmsman alarmed us very much by crying out that a woman had jumped overboard. We succeeded in getting her aboard again, but almost in a lifeless state, having been in the water at least 10 minutes. However, the usual remedies for recovering persons apparently drowned were made use of, and I'm happy to say they had the desired effect, for she is greatly recovered. The temper of this woman is most violent, and when in a passion, she is shockingly wicked. There was sickness too on board the Rapid. Dr. Woodford's diary tells us that his first weeks at sea were not fun. The surgeon came to see me as I was very ill, labouring under severe palpitations, the result of excessive vomiting. I did not conquer the seasickness till 7 weeks after leaving England, and by this time I was reduced to a perfect skeleton.